Okay, I just want to make sure that you know that I have the best husband. So. Now, I'm really happy to be here. I want to say thank you to all the church for your support, for your prayers. Since we went back to Puebla, I feel like, where's home? You know, I feel like San Antonio, Mexico, Puebla, Querétaro. I'm confused. But I'm learning something that I can serve my Lord wherever I am. I can do something for my Lord. So that made me feel strong and just keep moving, keep doing. And this month I learned something that helped me really a lot. And it's do one day at a time. You know, don't think in the future, don't think in 5 years, 1 year, 20 years. Just live one day at a time like it's going to be your last day and you don't know the tomorrow. So that really helped me this month. And so now in Puebla, we have, I think a group about, I want to say 30 people. They're faithful pretty much the Sunday. Amen. And I'm teaching the, like, four women. They have little kids like mine. And I'm teaching them about discipline the kids. So I feel really good doing something that I can help somebody. And maybe you say, you're teaching, your kids are crazy. I'm trying to do my best. Really, I'm trying hard. But we have John and Steven, they're preaching a new street, a new neighborhood. And this new neighborhood is one of the crazy ones, you know, when you hear something happen. And so I always pray, and please pray for them, because I always feel like, sometimes I'm like, oh, please, Lord, send rain. I don't want to go preach over there. I'm really scared and everything, but I know it's that place is where that's where the people need about Jesus. I know that's the place when people need to hear about salvation and Jesus and all this, so... So, it's doing good in Puebla, and I just want to read a few verses in the book of Luke, chapter 10, verse 38 to 42. Yeah.
Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village. Certain woman named Martha received him into her house. She had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. So Martha was cumbered about much service and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. But one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her.
Thanks. So I'm thinking in this little history, and thinking in these two women, and that really surprised me how Mary, well, Jesus came and Mary decided to just sit and listen to Jesus and be with Jesus. And the other one was, I don't know what she was doing. Maybe she was cleaning or cooking or making water. I don't know. I don't know what she was doing, but he says that she was, I don't know, she was busy. So when I think in this, I think if Jesus came to my house, of course I'm going to sit down and be with him and, you know, just listen to him, listen to his words, and whatever he has for me, I want to hear. I want to be there, and I want to make sure that I spend my time with him, and I'm not going to be worried about the house or whatever it is in there. But then I look at the verse down, and I see how this lady, Martha, she was confident about much serving. And then she came to Jesus, and she complained with Jesus, and she said, "Why you don't let my sister come with me and help me?" And first, I'm surprised how she can go with Jesus and complain with Jesus. I'm like, oh, I don't think if I have Jesus here, I can go and complain with him. You know, I'm just like, yes, sir, yes, sir. But she went with Jesus, and she said that. And then, I feel like... Well, I think that, but then I see the Jesus answer, and he says, "Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things." And yes, that's my life. I feel like, oh no, I don't gonna do. If I see Jesus, I can. But I forgot that Jesus is all the time with me. He's looking at me. He's listening to me. He's all the time in my house, in my car, in the street, in the store. He's with me. So I think, I think that because I can see you, that doesn't mean he can see me. So when I say, oh no, I have Jesus in my house, I'm going to do everything. But wait a minute, he is with me. He is right here. He's looking at me. He's listening at me. He's looking whatever I'm doing. So what I'm thinking, like, only if Jesus is here, well, I think in the wrong way. So then in the verse 42, he says, "But one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her." So I think what part I want the part that I need to make sure that everything is good in whatever I'm doing in here, or I want the part that is good and the part that shall not be taken away from me. It's going to be forever. I'm going to have that part forever. So that made me think, if it doesn't matter if I'm in San Antonio or Mexico or whatever, I can serve my Lord. I can just give my life to the Lord, because that's the best thing we can do. That's the best thing that we have. And just think about, we safe. I think I pretty much I see all over in here, and I think we safe. So why we don't decide to say, you know what, Lord, I'm gonna save you. I'm gonna do forever with you. And maybe we use excuses. We say, oh no, but I can preach. Okay, well, maybe you can clean the church, or if you can clean, you can sing, or if you can sing, you can, I don't know, make food for the church. I don't know. It's too many things that we can do for Jesus. And sometimes you think, oh, clean the church? Yes, because we are a body. So I need prayers, because we are in Mexico doing something. So I need somebody to be praying for me in here. And you praying in here and doing something here, you need somebody to go out and preach on other people. So everybody needs to do something. Everybody has a choice. Oh yeah, everybody has something that you can work, that you can do, and that's the good part. So I just want to encourage you that don't give up. Don't think that I can do that. I can preach like, I don't know, like Grandpa King, I can preach like him. Well, maybe not, but you can sing. You can do something else. I'm pretty sure you can do something else for the Lord. And just think that that's the good part. That's That's what we need to do. That's why we're here. If God save you, the best you can is now serve Him and being thankful because He saved you, because the gift or in the end of this life, whatever you have is gonna be forever. It's not gonna take away from you like a car, a house, you lose something. But whatever God give you is forever. So I'm just gonna finish with a verse in Colossians chapter 3. Verse 20.